welcome to the Party of Ones podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Lori.
And today we'll be talking about fantasy. Enter the twinkly, chimey... Specifically, what's going on in our heads? And is it helpful? Is it hurtful? Will that determine whether we keep doing it or not? We'll see.
Yep. That's all you're gonna get for a teaser. That's it.
And if that's not compelling to you, then I guess
okay.
Maybe this episode's not for you. Bye. Fine. So what really made me think of this is we're trying to figure out things to talk about without talking about the big thing there feels like there's to talk about right now.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about pandemics. We don't want
to talk about it in our last episode.
We did. We're over talking about quarantine. But also, it's hard to not talk about that because it's dictating
it
a lot of
our lives.
Yeah. Like, it's dictating a lot of what's happening right now, for good or for bad, in that, like, we don't really have a lot of updates to give. Because
our social lives have petered out.
Yeah, what was is no more.
It was a very small social life before.
But I liked it.
But it was mine. It was yours. And
it was small and quiet,
the small social life that we had is now null and void. It doesn't exist.
And in the coming months, it seems like it will look different. So there's a lot of anxiety about that, trying to figure out, you know, what's okay, what's not okay, and all those things. But what it did make me think about is something we were kind of talking about last week or 2 weeks ago, was like the acceleration, deceleration, or total like standstill of any kind of romantic opportunity.
Which was a very good episode if you haven't watched it.
Yeah, go back and listen, you know? Give it a listen. What else do you have to do right now? What else do you have to do? And then that made me think, like, well, for me, I feel like I'm really at a standstill. And then in times where I feel like I'm at a standstill, I still, like, have this desire for, like, all of those things that I'd like to be happening. Mm-hmm. Like, so then I fill that void with TV, books, movies, where I get to, like, participate in that life.
Right.
Without it actually happening
as a spectator,
me.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I, like, think about, like, then I get really in my head to varying degrees of, like, fantasizing about, like, well, like, this scenario, like, it doesn't even have to be, like, realistic or something that's, like, going to happen. It just, like, leads me down a path of, like, all these things to think about, like, oh, well, what if this happens, and what if this happens, and what if this person that I barely know ends up, like, being the person that I marry, like, and then I spend all of that time thinking about that, and it's a lot of, like, time and emotional energy, but then I'm, like, back in the same position.
Yeah, nothing has changed.
No. And it doesn't have to be, like, practical or even, like, it really takes very little to tip me off in that direction. And then, like, my brain's just, like, gone that way. And so I was thinking earlier today, one, I'm wondering if that's relatable. And two, I'm wondering, like, is it okay? And I figured we could talk about that.
Yep.
So I guess my first question is, do you feel like that is something that's relatable?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I am constantly... I mean, I can't say I'm constantly fantasizing, but I'm constantly coming up with different versions of what I think should happen.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, part of being like a problem solver, part of wanting to be in control and being in a situation where I can't solve this problem and I can't be in control. Mm-hmm. I think I try to come up with multiple scenarios for things.
Yeah.
And depending on the subject will depend if it's really a fantasy or if it's a worry or things like that. So, I do. I think the biggest thing that I have fantasized about this whole school year has been single dad.
Oh yeah. Which has been so fun.
It's been really fun.
I'm
I've
really an
really enjoyed it.
I'm really an enabler in that
Yeah, I've
category.
really enjoyed it. And it's very entertaining in my mind to think about, like, is something going to happen with this guy? Is it
Yeah.
not going to happen with
Right,
this
yeah. The
guy?
possibility.
Like the whole thing about, like, is he flirting with me? Is this banter flirting? Is he just
Yes.
like this? And like trying to like break down, like, and watching his conversations with some people versus with me. And like, if there's a group text, is he side texting me at the same time about the group text? And like, well, that must be a sign for something. But I have also found, as entertaining as it is, that it might also be a detriment
Yeah.
because I've had many conversations with him in my head that haven't actually
That have
happened.
no place in real life.
And so when I do see him in real life, I have to remember, like, he's not there. Like,
Yeah,
that is
yeah.
not, like, you know, I've thought about, like, you know, we've talked, you and I have talked about how, like, oh, well, what if I get married to him? Like, what would happen? And we've talked about, like, he seems to have more money than he says that he has, and
Yeah.
how would that play into our relationship? And so then I've always thought about, like, well, if he has the bigger house, I would move into his house. I wouldn't, but then I would rent my house, maybe. I wouldn't get rid of my house.
Oh my
And
gosh, if that happens, can I rent your house?
yeah.
Oh my
You'll be
gosh.
first on the list.
See,
And
here we
yeah,
go
see? And like, so I have all of those kind of fantasies about like what happens and what would our first date be like,
Yeah.
and what would it be like when we make the jump from, you know, I feel like we've made a jump from colleagues to friends, but then
Right.
like, what's the next
Right,
jump
right.
and what's that look like, and how's, and is he asking me out, or is it like, and then when I see him after I've had all these conversations in my mind, we're married living in his house. And we're going on vacation down to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And then I see him and I'm like, okay, we are not there.
It's really pump the brakes.
Yep, I
Pump the
gotta really,
brakes. Bring it
like,
back.
don't show you're crazy.
Yeah.
Don't show you're
Well, it
crazy.
also, it's like part of that too is when I think this is like a big part of it that you mentioned earlier is like the control aspect of it. Like
Yeah.
it is in an effort to control not only the situation, but also control how he responds, the things
Right.
that he says, like, which is ultimately like not fair to him. Because like it, yeah, like you said, like in your mind you've got this whole thing
Right.
going that he's not a part of.
Right.
Like, and I have felt that too. Like I feel like disappointed by people
Right.
because they're not responding how I feel like they should be responding based on this whole scenario or fantasy that I have going on in my head.
Right.
Like, well, when I ran this, you know, when I ran this
Right.
scenario in my head, you said this, this, and this, and that was like, that's what you should
Right.
have said. But instead, you're being your own person and you're saying these things, and that's not what I wanted.
Right.
Like,
It's the unrealistic
yeah.
expectation.
And it's, and so, yeah, in that way, it feels really like detrimental. Like,
Right.
because it's like, I'm not allowing the real people in my real life to respond in a real way.
Right.
Like,
And you feel disappointed. You know, I can't tell you how many times we've had a conversation. I walk away disappointed. And it's like, wait a
yes.
minute. Why am I disappointed? He did nothing wrong.
Right.
It just
And
didn't
if
go
you
that way
didn't
in my
have that
mind.
expectation, you might have walked away from that scenario and been
Like,
like,
oh,
well,
so
that was a
that was
nice
fine.
interaction.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was good. That was good FaceTime. Like,
Right.
and you could have just taken it at that. Like, and that's
Right.
what I worry about too. Like, is there ever going to be a person who I like feel is like responding at the level that I want them to based on what I'm thinking about them? And
Right.
I think like probably not, because I think that standard is too high for any human.
Yeah.
Like, and that is not fair. That's not fair to them. Like, that is me being selfish and me filling this need in my head to control and to like manipulate, which is
Yeah.
not good.
Yeah, and I mean I do have to say I don't feel like either of us manipulate people, but
No, I just get sad and
you
disappointed and
get
I cut them
upset
off.
because
Like, all right, well, this isn't gonna
it's
happen.
not going to work out. I just think that you, I just, so many times when you fantasize, things get worked up in your mind.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, how do you get that outcome to happen? And there have been times, I have to say, I think this falls in this realm too. There have been times where the conversations do go as I thought they would go.
Yeah.
And so I do not have 100% failure rate when it comes to having my fantasy become a reality.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what forges me to continue.
Fuels the next one.
Like, yeah. Okay, this worked out the way it was supposed to work out. This was worked out how it was supposed to happen. And then it makes me do it again and again and again.
Well, like that's what it is. Maybe it's like about the balance of it. Like, whereas like we also like, just like the way that we're like wired, we're never going to be people of no expectation.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're always going to have an expectation for how things quote unquote should be or should go. But it's like holding other people to those expectations is like the tricky part. Like, I think it's okay to have them, but like, and necessary, because I also feel like the answer isn't like, just go through the world and let what happens happens. Like, if that works for you, I'm really happy for you. I want all good things for you, but that's just not, I'm never going to have that outlook on the world. Like, I don't think I can.
Right.
Like, although we are dynamic characters, we're not going to be totally different people tomorrow.
No.
It's not going to happen. So yeah, it's like not holding people to that expectation of like, I don't like that. That's not what that's not what I wanted you to do. Also, I think that like what's also not fair in the like playing scenarios through in your head for things is that in your head you are way less shitty than you actually are in person.
Oh yeah.
And also other people are way more shitty than like in your head.
Yeah.
Like when you're playing through scenarios, like for both ways, like you are shittier than you think you are, and they are shittier than you think they are. And then when you're in real life, you're like, wow, this is not panning out how I thought it was going to, because apparently everybody's terrible, including me. I am also at fault.
Yeah.
Like, and so that's hard too, because it's like, well, like I thought I was a better person than I actually am. And also thought you were a better person than you actually are. And like that disappointment is like hard to get over sometimes too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I mean, I'll fantasize about so many negative things, like especially with my ex-husband, where there is a conversation I need to have with him. I think about 500 different scenarios about what is going to happen, how this conversation is going to go.
Like, I'm gonna
and
be
then
so logical.
I have like the conversation with him and I'm like, oh, that didn't go anyhow where I thought it was going to go at all. So then in my mind, I'm like, wait a minute, of all the scenarios I played out, why didn't this one, why wasn't, because I'm ready for all these other scenarios, but I'm not ready for the one that he poses.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's like, okay. And a lot of the times I think he's going to be worse than he actually is.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Oh, I think it's so easy to like vilify people.
Oh,
and to be like, okay, in this situation, like you are the villain, so you are going to say this, this, and this.
Right.
But like people are complicated and it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also wonder too, though, like right now in this time where like I think it ultimately like comes, like the whole idea of like fantasizing or being in your head and like making up these scenarios, like it comes from a desire to participate.
Right.
Like I want that. I want those things in my life. But like right now, I feel like there's no inroad for me to do that, really. Like I can message people on Bumble and I have and I am. But at the same time, it's still not going to be that. You know what I mean? And that is what I want. I want that thing.
Right.
So for me right now, it's like, well, if that's all I can have, is it bad?
Right.
To do that? I don't know. Because I also think it's kind of necessary. Like, it keeps hope alive. Like, and I think, like, it's safe to say, too, like, you and I, we love love. We love it. We're saps. We're like totally sold.
We are.
We love it. And I think, oh, enter lady. She's coming in. She's coming in for a landing. It might be loud. You can be here.
Okay, she's coming to your seat.
If you're not calm, you can't be here. Those are the rules, ma'am. Okay. All right. Anyway, Oof, I moved my mic. What was I saying? Oh, I was saying it's okay.
Yeah, we love love.
We love love. And, like, that's the thing, too. Like, and I think, like, well, if this isn't healthy for me, then should I be doing this? Like, should I read different books? And should I watch different TV shows? And should I watch different movies? But then I don't want to do any of those things. No, I like them.
I don't either. You know, I think that that's a hard thing, too, that what we've read and what we watch play a part in our fantasies. Greatly play a part. Like, yes. I would have bet some money at the beginning of this quarantine that by this time, single dad and I would be taking walks every day, 6 feet apart from each other, getting to know each other and growing in our love.
Yes.
When in fact...
Because that's how the TV show version of this would have played
right,
out.
Because it's like the quarantine love. Like, it's a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
And here's this guy who I haven't really been able to go out with because I teach his kid, but right now I'm not teaching his kid.
Right.
And I say I'm going out for a walk one day, and so he says, oh, I'm going for a walk too. Well, do you want to walk together? And pretty soon it turns into we're walking every day, and pretty soon it becomes a... I hate this quarantine. I just want to kiss you and I can't. And I know, what are we going to do? Like, this whole thing. When in fact, that is not what is happening.
Let's go isolate for 14 days so that at the end we can kiss.
Yeah, like, it's not happening.
Well, I will say that my objection to that scenario is that in it, I lose my walking partner. At what point in the daily walks do you tell
I'll just
them,
take
like,
two walks a
I
day.
I need to reintroduce my former walking partner. So this is Rachel. She's going to go along with
she's
us.
She's going to be with us now.
She'll stay 6 feet away too, and she'll just be along. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so easy to think that because that's how the timeline.
That would have been the Hallmark movie.
Yes.
That would have been it.
Well, I think part of it too is that like, with TV or books or movies, like we have read so much or consumed so much that like we're always kind of looking for an inciting incident.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is it. This is the thing that's going to cause all the other things to fall into place. Yeah. And I don't want to miss the inciting incident. Like,
no.
So I feel like I am on high alert at all times for the inciting incident to happen.
Right. Like, oh, I just, I bumped into that guy on the street. This is it. This is it.
This is the
incident. I don't know him, but incident. I'm marrying him.
Yeah. And
this
then
is,
like,
this is him.
Yeah. And then A goes to B and B goes to C. Yeah. And then, oh, we're married. And like, this is how our life goes. Like, and yeah. And then, all those questions of like, well, where will we live? What will our life be like? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's all for naught. It's all for naught.
But I can't stop it.
Oh,
can't
no,
stop
no.
It.
I called you the one day and I was like, this very minor thing happened and I need to tell you where my very crazy brain has yeah. taken me. And here we are. And let me tell you, even though I can like look at that and identify it as crazy, like I could point at it and be like, that is crazy. I have not stopped thinking about it.
Yeah.
I still continue to think about it. And not only do I continue to think about it, but like things happen where I think it's more and more plausible, but it's not.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing that is like, I guess, befuddling to me because it's like, how do we break these cycles of doing this? Because it's not helping me.
No, it doesn't help at all.
But I also think it might be hurting too, because as long as I have, well, let me back up a little bit. So I've talked about this podcast before on this podcast, but there is part of Dax Shepard's podcast. They did like a mini series called Monica right. and Jess Love Boys. And it was this deep dive into why both of them want long-term relationships, but neither of them have them. And they felt like they had opposite problems, and all they're talking about why things happen, they find out that they basically have the same problem. They just go about it a different
right.
way. But it was really good. I highly recommend it. But one of the episodes, she was talking about how early on she felt like she had some like experiences where her feelings were hurt or she wasn't included. And she then from like those points forward, she set up her life in a way where she never had to feel those things again.
Right.
Because it felt bad. And so she was like, well, I'm just going to do whatever I can to avoid feeling like that. And part of it was like being super avoidant in terms of like relationships, like intimacy with people of the opposite sex, like all these things. And I'm like listening to this podcast going like, holy shit, like that feels very like on the nose. And one of her things was like, she was saying like, she feels like it's so tricky because as long as she has this like fantasy place where her brain can go, that she doesn't recognize the quote unquote like need to do anything differently in right. her life. And I like resonated with that a lot. Like I that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Like as long as I have this thing, I get to quote unquote participate without actually doing anything that might risk harm.
Right.
But there's also like, there's no getting that, the whole kit and caboodle, without risking harm.
Right.
Like it's, those two things are not, they can't exist at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it makes perfect sense.
But what do I do?
I am not the right person to ask about this.
That's not what I wanted you to
at
say.
At all.
I wanted you to say, here's what we're going to do.
I'll give you a perfect example of that. So probably, I want to say it was, had to be maybe 6 or 7 podcasts ago, I was talking about a guy who I currently don't even speak to that had come back into my life, that he had been my friend years ago. Mm-hmm. He had come back into my life. I had really liked him. And here he was back. And let me tell you, the fantasy wheel took off with that.
It was the inciting incident. He was back.
He was back. He came back. He somehow fell into my life again. And I had this worked up in my brain. And do you know what actually spurned it? I think that's the word. Is this was one of my first thoughts. We spent about 20 years apart. Okay. My first thought was, well, Odysseus left Penelope for 20 years. And then they came back together and had a very good relationship after that. And if she can wait 20 years, I have waited 20 years. And therefore, now it shall happen. Because she waited 20 years, I waited 20 years.
Yep.
And that's a perfect example of literature getting in my way. And while I thought I was crazy, I still continued having these, like, every time we'd get together, and I would fantasize about what he was going to say. And I would fantasize about me saying to him, like, these are the feelings I had for you back then, and him going, me too.
Uh-huh.
And then it just continuing from there. And the reality of the situation is I haven't talked to the kid in over 2 months.
Right.
Like, he came and he went and nothing happened. And
because he had not spent that 20 years he had not a different spent, person.
Right. He's the same person. And this whole, and I just kept sitting there thinking, but Penelope and Odysseus worked out
Penelope
after 20 years.
Yeah.
They worked out. Like, why she waited for her husband for 20 years, just as she had to give in to the suitors who wanted to marry her. He showed up again.
Yeah.
Just when she thought all was lost, he shows up. And here I am thinking all is lost. I'm going to be single forever. And he showed up back in my life. And I fantasized and fantasized and fantasized. And it got me zilch.
Yeah.
So then I tell myself, I need to stop this. I need to make this go away. And where am I 2 months later? Fantasizing that single dad and I have been taking walks all the time. And now we are a couple, though we can't actually touch each other. So I have clearly learned nothing from my experience. Nothing. I think we're going to need some people who don't have this problem or think we're insane. And I would like to add a little caveat. We also think we're insane when it comes to this.
Oh, yeah, I fully know.
How do we stop?
Yep.
This situation.
It's like somebody has set up this elaborate, like, ramp thing. When we were growing up, we had this toy set where you could build, like, basically, like, a maze for marble. and you like built it all up, and it was this track that you would put together, and then you'd put the marble through, and it'd go through all these different things, and it'd make the wheel spin, and it would come down the chutes, and
yeah, those are fun.
I feel like that's what my brain is. Yeah. Like I feel like someone drops the marble, and then it like goes all the way through this whole rigmarole. That's a perfect metaphor. And then it rolls out, and I'm back at the beginning, ready to drop the marble again.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, but I also don't. I don't know how to stop it. And also, I don't really know if I want to. Because also, if I'm going to die alone and this is all that I have, then you know what? Go crazy. Like, continue to come up with all the things that you can bring. Because this is all you have.
This is it.
But I don't want it to be all that I have. I would like it to be different.
Sometimes I think, too, with the fantasizing, when a relationship does end, I remember it differently, which I think about too. Like, was it really that bad or was it really that good?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have kind of this distorted view because your, or, you know, my fantasies get mixed with reality.
Yeah. And you also have to untangle.
Then how was it?
Yeah. And you have to untangle all of that too. Because, like, especially when something ends badly, you kind of like look back and be like, well, how could I have missed all of these things?
Right.
Like, I'm a smarter person than this.
But then I think it's fantasizing that made that occur.
Yeah. Like, or like my brain decided that this person was this kind of person. So then I just operated confirming all the things I thought about this person instead of seeing them for actually like who they were.
Right.
Or seeing maybe red flags that would have made me think like, oh, this isn't for me.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
I think too, with you and I, we get stuck a lot of times in the idea of potential.
Oh, yeah.
And with everything, like potential in our students that they don't fulfill, potential in our jobs that don't become fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know, for me, potential in my children, potential in, you know, everything from anything from like a task at home, a redecorating potential to, you know, any love life potential. We get stuck in this, like, this is what can happen. You know, and so often it just, that is not what happens.
Nope. It doesn't have any place in real life,
no.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're listening to this and you think, I know what could help them, please let us know.
Yeah.
We're willing to learn. We don't know that we'll be different, but we're willing to try.
Yeah.
I also just kind of think, though, like, part of it, there's some hope aspect that plays into it, too, which I do think is good. Like, it's, like, the hope that those things are for me and, like, are good and, like, that I think is important.
Yeah.
Like I would rather be somebody who believes that all these things could happen than be somebody who goes through the world being like, none of these things are ever going to happen to me. You know, like that seems like too hopeless and sad.
I feel like I've also heard that in a movie before. I can't remember what movie, but like, yeah, I feel like I'd rather go through life thinking of these things that they could happen than go through life thinking everything, none of it matters, none of it's gonna happen. You know, why waste my time thinking about it when it's not gonna happen anyway? I think it definitely adds some fun to my life.
And I do think that, like, I really, you know, hope that one day, you know, not in like the negative way where it's not fair to them, but I do hope that there is some day where there is a man who like loves me and makes me feel all the things I want to feel and think,
right,
and who like does fill that, like, you know, that space for me.
Yeah.
And like does the things that I'd like him to do and says the things that I'd like him to say. And like, so part of it is rooted in like what I want to happen.
Yeah.
So it's just hard. It's also hard when you have all that going and you're trying to like message people on Bumble and it's like all bullshit and it's like not going anywhere and it's like the driest conversation I've ever had in my whole life. I'm just like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Like, what are, like, how does any of this translate to that is right. my question. Like, it seems like there is a chasm between the two. Like, and I don't know. I also wish that I had spent more time conversing with straight men, because I think maybe this is just how they talk, but whoa, baby, it is so dry.
Yeah.
I said that to Carolyn one day, and she was like, you just aren't friends with enough straight people. That's your problem. I was like, well, that explains a lot.
It's true. They are very dry. Yeah, I can say that that is true.
All right. But, well,
I don't know.
We don't know how far we got, but I do think it's something worth considering, keeping at the front of our minds. And I'm sure it will happen again.
Yeah.
And we have a game to finish up.
Yep.
So, because we get so many of these unrealistic expectations and fantasies and scenarios and inciting incidents from all of the media that we consume, we have devised a game where we will have quotes from famous romantic movies where the other person will have to guess what movie that quote is from.
Yep.
And I have three, and Lori has three.
Well, I do have three, but I did make a few more because...
Some honorable mentions.
I have them basically ranked in difficulty.
Oh.
So, knowing you, I put some on there that were really gimmies, but then I was like, well, maybe I don't want to do that. And I wasn't sure how obvious yours were, so I'm gonna have you go first.
Okay.
And then I will decide which of my three I give based on what I did. You give.
Okay. Well, I didn't include any gimmies because I was like, well, I don't think they're impossible, but I think you'll have to like think a little bit. But I like, there were ones that I knew like for sure. I'm like, well, she's gonna know what that's from. So
well, that was what I thought. Like, I was like, oh, do I put that on there or not? So I have various levels.
Okay.
Okay.
So, my first one is, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. I'm also just
Julia,
a girl. Yep.
Julia said that.
Standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
The redheaded Julia said that.
Yep.
To
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Big smile.
Was that My Best Friend's Wedding?
No.
Oh.
But close. She's saying it to Hugh Grant.
Right. I don't know.
Notting Hill.
Oh, that's it.
Which is a rough one. She's not likable in that movie.
I've only seen that movie once. I've never seen it again. A lot of times I go back to romantic movies, but that one I never did.
If you ever rewatch that one, you will think to yourself, she's not likable, but she found love.
And yet,
and here yet,
we are. We're likable.
Well,
damn it.
I don't know if I'm likable. I think so.
Okay. This next one, I put this one on here. But you guys may not know this about Rachel, but any movie earlier than like 1998,
I've seen
has
The Breakfast Club.
Zero idea.
I've seen 16
about
Candles.
Any of these movies. Like, you can name movies that were blockbusters, and she'd be like, "I'm sorry, I've never heard of it."
I've never seen it before. A lot of things I've heard of because there are references in a lot of things, but I've never seen them.
And I've tried to get her to watch some of these. She's like, no.
I don't know if it's for me.
It's not for me.
I'm not a movie person.
So I put this one in here because to me, this one is a gimme.
Okay, I'm ready.
And most normal people would know this. However, I was not sure about you because this is an older movie.
I know. We used to have a friend who would reference all these movies, and whenever I didn't know them, he would get so upset. And my response always was, sorry, Dad, I wasn't born when that movie came out.
I put this was the first one that came to my mind, like the most popular line ever in romantic comedy. And then I went, or not even a romantic, it wasn't even a romantic comedy. I said, this is the most perfect line, and she's not going to know it.
I hope I know it.
It's this one.
Okay, I'm ready.
As you wish.
Oh, shit.
As you wish.
Oh, is it from Princess Bride?
Yes!
Good job, Rachel!
For when he said, as you wish, he was really saying, I love you.
Yes!
Good job!
Go me!
Good job! Have you actually seen that movie in its entirety?
Yes, I have.
Wow!
I watched it. I've actually seen that movie twice. Once I saw it when I was young at my cousin's house, and I didn't understand that it was supposed to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching it, and I was just like, this is the weirdest thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never watched anything like in that genre.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it when I was older,
the spoof,
I was, yeah, I never, yeah. And then when I was older, I was like, oh, it's supposed to be funny. And then I liked it a lot more.
Yeah, I love that movie.
But I haven't watched it. I'm not one of those people who watches it, you know, on repeat.
I own it. I don't watch it on repeat so much, but I own it. And I know enough about it where I could probably repeat probably like 35% of the lines.
In college, I was friends with a lot of people who would repeat many things from it. So I feel like I know more of it from that than, but I have seen it.
Okay, good job.
Thank you.
Yay.
Okay, this is a longer one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Strap in. I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend the day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because
when, Sally.
When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody.
I have that.
You want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Except I cut it down. I just put, I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
Yep.
I love that movie.
I gave you the full context.
You did. I love that movie.
It's good. It's good. It's Elizabeth's. At one point, it was her favorite. I don't know if it still is, but
I do love that movie so much. I was a huge Meg Ryan fan, and I was so sad when she just went away. Okay, well, I'm glad I added an extra because that was on my list.
Oh,
we would have had the same one. Okay, you complete me. I love you. You complete me.
Is it The Notebook?
No.
Oh, shit. You complete me.
I'll give you another line from that same movie.
I haven't seen this movie.
You had me at hello.
I haven't seen this movie, but I think I know it. Is it Jerry Maguire?
It is Jerry Maguire.
I know it from a reference from a book that I read.
It is a really...
But I haven't seen that movie.
It's a good movie.
Is Helen Hunt in that one movie?
No. It's Renee Zellweger.
Oh.
And Tom Cruise. And I'm not super excited about either of the two of them.
Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie Hunt is in it. She's the sister. I love Bonnie Hunt.
I like Bonnie Hunt.
She's amazing in everything she is in.
I watched the Bonnie Hunt show.
Yeah, she's amazing in everything. It's worth a watch. It is not a movie that I own. It is not like own worthy.
Yeah, I'll see if I can stream it somewhere.
Also, another famous line from that one is, show me the money.
Yeah.
Which is Cuba Gooding Jr., who... Has he disappeared also? He's
haven't
like gone.
Him
I haven't seen him.
Every
time.
Now and then he pops back up at like the Oscars. He'll be in something or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't seen
okay.
him. All right, here's my last one. Are you ready?
Okay.
I would have asked for your number and I wouldn't have been able to wait 24 hours before calling you up and saying, hey, how about some coffee or, you know, drinks or dinner and a movie for as long as we both shall live.
I wanted it to be you. I wanted it to be you so badly.
So badly.
You've got mail. I have that on my list too.
Man. That's the one that I knew was going to be the gimme for you. I was like, she will definitely get this one.
Okay. So then I'm glad I wrote these down because I only have one left.
Oh, good.
Okay. What you want to be married to me for anyhow? So I can kiss you anytime
time
I want.
Sweet Home Alabama. Woo! I have seen that many, many times.
I like that movie too.
I love Renee Zellweger. I would watch Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger isn't in it.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon.
I was thinking Renee Zellweger because you just talked about her. My brain, let me tell you, quarantine brain is real.
That's true.
I had to do something on Thursday at school for the longest time I've had to do anything in a while. And by the end of the day, my brain felt like mush. Like, I could not think of incomplete sentences. And I was so tired.
Yeah.
How am I ever going to get back to real life?
That's how, like, we keep talking about time has no meaning.
Time has no meaning. It's irrelevant. All right. Well, thank you for joining us
this today was fun.
On this adventure. We hope that you can relate. Or if you can't relate, we hope that you have some good advice for us
yep.
of what to do. Because we certainly don't know. And maybe the answer is go to therapy, which, let me tell you,
we already know,
have considered, already know,
we already know,
was planning on it previous to this pandemic. We'll see what happens. But if you have comments or you have your favorite quote from a romantic movie or book or whatever media you consume, we want to hear it. We're about it. We probably know it.
Yeah.
we could probably recite it to you.
Yep.
But you can tweet at us at Party of Ones. That's at Party of the number one S on Twitter. Or you can email us at partyofones.podcast@gmail.com. And yep. That's all for now.
Have a great couple of weeks.
Good luck. Bye.